This is Born to Remember, the Google Maps episode.
You know what? I'll do a little share for you for one second, because I found two things here I thought you might like to see. One is, unless I have this wrong, once I ask you, you tell me if you could see my screen. So this says it is Rue 24 La Poste in Belgium, in Brussels. I don't know if this would be what it would look like then, but this says what it says it is. That's 24 on the street. So I don't know if this is where you lived, but this is the address of where you're staying. It is. And there's this little fruit market, looks like a Polish fruit market on this side of the street. But these are definitely business. They're not open, but this is the top of Rue de la Poste.
So basically, these were all apartments. And my mother and I were in one, and the people that I'm talking about were in the next one. It could have been from here to here or from here to here, but they were, I think, three floors. So that was upstairs from the bakery.
Okay, so this down here would have been the bakery, and then you're saying it would have been one of these up here, basically?
Yes, and can I tell you something else? Between floors is where the bathroom was. We had to go down to the, probably in between here, call it the toilet. It was not a bathroom. That would have been right there. Poste, you see, P-O-S-T-E, Rue de la Poste. So that's where I said that there were three floors. And the bedroom would be like here. You had the outside window. And then as you went past that room, was the living room, dining room area.
When you went back, did you go to the street? Didn't you say you went to Belgium or you went to Israel?
My aunt tried to tell me that we lived in a house like across from there. And I looked at this and I said, no, this is the house where I lived when I was 5 years old. And when I went, I was already in more than my 20s, close to 30. So that's how long ago I was able to remember this area. There was no sign at the corner saying Rue de la Poste. But I remember the door we went in, I think, was right here.
This isn't like a new building since then, right? This is the same.
No, same. That's what I was trying to tell people, that when we got married and went in our honeymoon, that building was gone. But where I lived when I was a little girl, that one was still there.
What is St. Just? I was just curious. Is this like a neighborhood?
Saint-Justin-Nod is a town. It's like a little suburb of Brussels.
Suburb. Okay.
When I moved with my aunt, her suburb was called Schaerbeek. S-C-H-A-E-R-B-E-E-K.
So what was the name of the other one? Rue de la...
Rue du Moulin. It's 136 Rue du Moulin. But I don't think that was in Saint-Just.
Probably a pretty common name for a street.
Yeah. And as I said, when the front of it looked like it might have been a business at one time, but the people I lived with actually used it as their living room. The piano was in there.
This building? Because you said the building looks like it's gone. This doesn't look that new. I would guess this is of that period, probably, if this is it. It's saying Moulin Strat. Is that a translation? Moulin Strat? That's not it, right?
Yes, that's in Dutch. Rue du Moulin, 136. You see that? So that's street. Rue is street.
You can tell that's an Arabic sign there, some kind of Arabic story.
A lot of Arabs are there now.
Is this around the corner? Because this is across the street. Maybe that just the corner store looks the same.
What I can tell you is, I used to call him Grandpa, used to play the drums at the corner of the street in the cafe. And I used to go with him. So I don't know if it's this corner or the next corner, but I know we walked to the corner. Oh, Librairie Joker, is that cute? It's Joker Library. Here they have a grocery store. We would walk. There were no cars in those days. I think it could have been here. They could have had the cafe here where he used to play. Do you see how they had those balconies then?
Balconies were on this street?
Yeah, look at the balconies. You see that? That was already upscale, not where we were.
These are the streets, though, that you would have walked around if you were outside, right?
But very little, because I was mostly in hiding. Can you go back to that street, Rue du Moulin? Any chance you can go to the end of the street? Because there should be like a railroad.
This end of the street? To the railroad?
This was the railroad over there that used to be attacked. This area and area here was bombed. Houses actually were bombed during the war. This is unbelievable how you can do this, Joe. Right now, they have all these new buildings and stuff. They didn't have those then.
There's the train. So this is Pachacolan. Pachacolan. And this is what the train station looks like. This is Congress. I don't know what that means. This is the train station. This is underground, though. This is subway, it looks like.
Ah, did you see what happened? It used to be above ground, and it got bombed during the war.
Oh, there's nothing there. You could see that's nothing there, actually.
And all those buildings, they weren't there either.
No, this building wasn't there in 1941, Grandma?
No. None of this was there. The place where I did go, and I remember that as well, it's called Jardin Botanique. That's the botanical garden where I have pictures taken when I was a little girl. I believe it was actually in Brussels proper. My aunt used to live in Schaerbeek, which is also right off of there.
Is this that, Grandma? See this, Schaerbeek?
She lived in Schaerbeek. But see if you can find, oh, there's the botanical garden.
Next to Leopold Park.
Oh, do you see Laeken here? That's where I was born, Joe. I was born in Laeken. And one of the palaces or homes from the king and queen is in that area. But I was born in the hospital in Laeken. See if there's still a hospital in Laeken. And you see it says Brussels.
So Laeken Hospital.
They have now the Musée. Oh, they changed it. Okay, now they have the museum instead of...
Oh, here's the hospitals near Laeken. Looks like there's more than one, probably.
I was born in one of them.
Brugman?
I don't know.
Brugman Hospital?
That's emergency, it says. Hospital Brugman? Brugman, it might be. It could have been called something else before. But I don't remember. I was born there. Can you find the Jardin Botanique in Brussels? I have pictures of myself in front of it. There's a church in front of it, where I was 5 years old and where we took pictures. Forget about a hospital, Bergman, now.
You're looking for a church near this, you're saying?
No, just the park itself where I used to go with my mother every day with my aunt.
This is it?
This is the park where we used to go, but they've done a lot of things to it, but I think they probably still have that. Is this part of the park here?
Yeah, the building. This is the park. I mean, this is the photos of the park, botanical garden. That's a church right there. You know what I'm about?
I have a picture of myself in front of that church when I was 5 years old. That's the church. I don't think the bush was there at the time. At the front of the park, they had two lions.
I'm just looking for the church. I don't know why I can't see it.
Church in the French is Église, E-G-L-I-S-E.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know if I knew the name. I live near a church in Saint-Just.
Usually there's symbols for it too, so I'm just looking. There was a botanical building we just saw.
That's where, inside the botanical garden, they actually grew plants and flowers, probably, that they used around Brussels. These are sculptures that they do now. They didn't have that in those days. They had the lion's head and stuff like that. This is all new since I was there. But they did cut through it. When I was there, you could actually see up to a certain point. All of this was not there. D'aujourd'hui, do you know what it says?
Nope.
It says, today, the botanical garden, they changed.
All things do change, that's for sure. I was just seeing if I could. I'll get that photo one more time. It's free view.
None of this. This was there. The entrance of the park was right across from it. They've changed it completely. They had steps going up and down. None of this stuff was there.
It might not even be a church anymore. Looks like this is an apartment, so...
This part here looks like... If you see me in the picture, you'll notice that this is what it looked like on top.
Okay. Anywhere else you want me to look at before we shut it down?
The park that my aunt used to go to with me a lot was in Schaerbeek, and it was called Parc Josaphat. It was so much nicer than the parks we have here. Yeah, that's it. Isn't it pretty?
It's very, what's his name? A little very Seurat or Monet and, you know, Sunday in the park with a little flakes.
The gazebo where people used to play instruments and they used to have peacocks and swans and ducks. And the other one, They had a big pond with the goldfish.
The other park or this park?
No, the other one, Botanique. They had a big pond with goldfish. That's where you see all of those things that they put together. You see, all the, this is the play area. It's really, really, it was a nice park. We used to walk there a lot.
So this is a, like right now, someone just took this like last week.
Isn't that something?
That's what they're doing. They're not, this isn't mapped like a street because there's nowhere to drive here. So they just take, let you take parts of the picture and they geotag it, which is called, and then they put it in the pieces of the park.
And then another thing we used to do during the summer and even after the war, my aunt would take me to the ocean. Actually, in Belgium, it's the sea. It's the North Sea. And there were two of them. One of them was called Knok, K-N-O-C-K-E, and the other Blankenberg. There were two of them. And then we'll call it a day.
So somewhere like this.
You see, this is the North Sea. And we would go Albertstrand. That's what they call it now.
Knok, Strand, beaches, different areas, part of it, I think.
And another one would be Blankenberg.
That's the town. You want the beach, right?
Yeah, but it's one of the same. Blankenberg is the, oh, another church.
There's a pier.
Where's the pier? The pier disappeared?
No, nope, I'm giving it to you up close. There it is.
That was Blankenberg when I was a very little girl. We used to go there regularly, but it didn't look that nice.
This one, it lets you walk across and get the views if you want. That's a little bit bigger, probably a lot more buildings than you had then too, huh?
We used to have dunes over there. They had dunes because people would go with their bikes or whatever. It's pretty. It's really pretty.
So this, what water?
The North Sea. And it's not that far from Brussels. We used to go there regularly. Blankenberg was almost not as upscale as Knok, so that's where we ended up.
Oh, there it is. This is one side. Knok was on the other side. They call this Albertstrand. You said you didn't hear that name, but you have Knok, Albertstrand, and then I don't know what's in the middle here. I guess is the ports, and then the other side of the ports is the Blankenberg.
Mm-hmm. Albert is the king of Belgium. I don't know if he is now. It might have been called something else.
Thank you for listening to Born to Remember Claire Soria. You can find more information and links to the topics discussed in our episode notes at borntorememberpodcast.com. Each episode will also include a link to a select charity that any proceeds from the episode and series will go. Any support you wish to give will also be more than appreciated. Follow us for the latest episodes and more on the Born to Remember Claire Soria Facebook group. You can also reach us directly at borntorememberpodcast@gmail.com. This series was created, directed, written, and produced by Joe Soria. Edited by Leland Holden and Joe Soria. Additional production assistance by Kate Lakota. Original music by Chris Morgan. A special thanks to my sisters, Jessica Soria-Korzunski and Jacqueline Soria, for joining me in the sibling chat sections. Another big thank you to Robert Soria for helping me set up and record the interviews in Florida. And of course, the biggest thanks goes to Claire Soria. Love you, Grandma. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. This has been an Arrow production.